Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
And you are so right, nice repeater lady. QST, QST, QST. This is K2PI, activating the Fox Air Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fox Air Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible tone for access. My name is Harv, and I am your net control for this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-the-air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. Unlike our Sunday night net, we do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course technical discussions are a part of amateur radio, and they are certainly allowed by net participants tonight. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control may offer or solicit a general question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join an on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call and name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please do not say "this is" and then unkey before saying your call. This causes check-in collisions and is not a practice we encourage on FARA nets. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. This is K2PI. To continue, once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and to offer a response to any topic or question posed by net control or others in the group. If you have information for the group, you should unkey and wait for the beep that indicates a reset of the repeater timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute window. If you're always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment upon or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of your comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. Break. This is K2PI. This is a QST to all amateurs. I've only got a few announcements this week. On October 28th, FARA will be supporting the annual Great Pumpkin Ride event from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. FARA helps your event organizers with net-style communication between the various rest stops and the Warrenton headquarters as an event coordination and safety efforts for this bike ride. The shifts are relatively short and we need two operators, if not more, at each point on the course. If you're interested in signing up to volunteer, if you have questions, please contact Chuck, K04, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor, November Zulu, or the FARA board at board@w4va.org. Also on 28 October, FARA will have its monthly club breakfast at the Bistro restaurant at the Fox Air Hospital in Warrenton, Virginia. Breakfast starts at 8 a.m. and lasts till whenever. It's good food, it's great coffee, it's good conversation with your fellow hams, and all are welcome, member or not. FARA's next regularly scheduled club meeting will take place on 9 November at 7:15 at the PATH Foundation building on the second floor. The PATH Foundation is located at 321 Walker Drive in Warrenton, Virginia. All are welcome, of course, member or not. Although, if you want to join, it's great if you can come. There's also an option for a Zoom call and more info on the website. If you're listening to this net on a scanner or SDR receiver and you're wondering how you could become an amateur radio operator yourself, there's a volunteer examiner test session run by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners Group on November 19, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, Porter Branch, at 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford, Virginia. For more information and to register, contact Milan, November 0 Echo Uniform Victor, that's N0EUV, at SEIFEMI. That's SEIFEMI at Verizon.net. You can also find out more information on amateur radio by going to www.arrl. That's ARRL.org. Well, I've got nothing interesting to report in the news this week, so I'm going to make it a free-range net without a topic, at least for me, or any long stories. I'd like to first ask if there are any stations out there who might have a question for the net or a topic they want to cover, and introduce it now, please. Hey, it sounds like it's going to be a free-range net, and that's just fine with me. I think get a chance for everybody to fill in the blanks on what they've been doing here. Hang on a sec. This is KQPI. Well, that concludes my QST, actually. At this time, Net Control will invite check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in the net. Please state your call sign and name once and listen for acknowledgement by Net Control. Each net participant will be called in the order recognized by Net Control. Please call K2PI now.
This is K1HTV, Rich.
W4VFW, Rob.
W4RKU.
K2PI, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo, Bob.
Okay, Net recognizes W4VFW, Bob, who's coming in via Echo Link. I'd already had you on the list since I heard you check in a little earlier. K1HTV, W4RKU, KQ4GBE, and K3FR. Somebody doubled with K3FR. Who was that?
This is KO4VNZ, Chuck.
KQ4QI, Mike L.
Okay, Chuck, I got you. KO4VNZ and KQ4EUI. Who else?
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Okay, KM4OVH, Gil, you're acknowledged. Are there any further check-ins? Please call K2PI now. Okay, that sounds like a good group to start with, and I appreciate everybody checking in this this Wednesday evening. W4VFW, Bob, how are you doing this evening? Tell us how you're getting on with that 60-meter antenna you were asking about. Over to you.
Well, actually, I haven't done a thing because my help, my antenna guy, is in Asheville, North Carolina, until tomorrow, but we'll get back on it. I did, however, buy a 6-meter loop today, and I'm expecting it by Monday, I think. I don't know how good a loop is on 6, but with all the antennas I've got on the roof, I can't swing another beam around 360 degrees without knocking over a couple other antennas. So that's out. Thus the loop. Rich, you might be having some thoughts on a loop, and I would be grateful. Anyway, that's all I got. The other thing I did today was had nothing to do with amateur radio. It was a history of Bally's bingo-type pinball machines in the 40s and 50s. I used to play them when I was a kid, and it just looked like a book that needed to be read over.
Oh, very good. That sounds like a neat book, actually. I'm very very fond of pinball. I grew up in the era before the video game started, so pinball was a big deal, and I'll have to look that one up. And certainly the loop, I'm sure Rich has some comments on it. I have a 2-meter loop over here, and I've had good results with it. I'm sure 6 meters works as well. K1HTV, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI in the net from K1HTV. First comments on the loop, get it up in the air and it'll work. It'll work very well on E-Skip. When the summer season comes, you're not going to see too much happening this time of the year unless we have some F2 skip. We did have some South American openings on FT8. But if you're expecting to hear people on sideband or CW, you're not going to hear very much at all on 6 meters. So unless you get into the digital realm, you're not going to hear much on 6 meters. During contests, you might hear stations, and the loop will perform okay on the, during contests for when there are plenty of stations around. But you'll find them again. The majority of them will not be on sideband. They will be on FT8. And almost none on CW now, it seems, unfortunately. So get the antenna up as high as you can and wait till June. Don't be surprised if you work people across the pond, again, on the digital modes. So that's my comments on 6 meters and the loop. As far as activities, we had some really good openings to the Pacific over the past Friday through Sunday. On Sunday, worked E51WOL, E51 Whiskey Lima, North Cook Islands, which I reported, I believe, on the Sunday net. I was also heard in Australia by VK5CZ and Treaty 2AG in Fiji and FK8CP in New Caledonia. On Friday, I did work FK8HA on 6 meters in New Caledonia, so some good conditions out there. The 2 meter, 6 meter conditions since then have been pretty terrible. Nothing much at all happening. The solar flux has dropped down to the low 120s. The however, this morning on 2 meters, got quite a surprise. Had the beam down south, and in comes W4LES in South Carolina, K4LY in South Carolina, and then KO4MA in EL88 in Florida, and even further down at 913 miles, Mark W5AS in EL95 down EL95 is down towards the Miami area. Really long haul DX on 2 meter FT8. If you look at the Hepburn maps, if you Google HEPBURN.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
Rich, very good, and thanks for the comments. I'm sure that was helpful to Rob on the loop. And great to hear about the opening on 6. Thanks for alerting me to it. I was happy to work that Echo 51 myself. It made just an amazing impression on me. 6 meters hasn't been opened like that in a long time in my memory, but I'm also never around when it is. W4RKU, Kevin, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, W4RKU. Good evening, Harv. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I don't have much to report tonight, though I thought it would be interesting to share. This afternoon I was working the 1900 CWT, and my great niece came home from school, and I just had this thought in my head, and I got up and I got her out of her, from under her headphones, and I just unplugged my headphones and let her listen to a station in France I worked, and then I said, she goes, do you understand that? And I said, yes, I do. And I said, that station's in France. And she goes, really? So, instead of Uncle Kevin just being locked up in his room with a headset on, I thought I'd share a little bit of it. I don't think it'll go much further if you're more interested in, TH stuff. But it was kind of neat to do. Other than that, I'll turn it back over to you, Harv. K2PI, W4RKU, back to net.
No, Kevin, that might get her interested. That's how I got interested. My father brought home an old shortwave console, and I started listening to the CW, which I now realize was shipped to shore stations. And that got me interested in amateur radio about the age of 6 or so. And I never lost that interest. It took me a while to become a ham, but 10 more years. But I've never forgotten it, so maybe that's the bug for her. So good for you. KQ4GBE, Scott, your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, KQ4GBE. Well, I had a good week. Haven't been able to make any DX contacts on 10 meters this week like I was able to last week, so I've been listening a lot on 40 meters, and there's all kinds of pileups on there the last few evenings. Other than that, I've been practicing or taking the practice exams for my general license, and I kind of studied a lot over the summer and then got distracted and went to take the test again, and I forgot about half of what I learned, so I'm going back through it again. KQ4GB, back to net control.
Very good, and good luck, hope you have a good outcome from the exam. It's always exciting to hear people studying for exams, and I know the anxiety that goes into that. It's been a while, but I haven't forgotten it. K3FR, Ron, your comments to the net from K2PI.
Yes, good evening, Harv. K2PI, this is K3FR. I keep running a monitor on for FT8, and I kept forgetting to turn it off. good evening, everyone. It's good to hear you all. I did want to make a comment on Rich's note for potentially impending tropo in the mornings. This could even, if you're equipped for a 220 or four, I should say 222, and for 432, you very likely might even catch some tropo ducking there as well, which is really exciting. I did last month in that evening ducting that we had. It went on for several days. And then for Kevin, don't forget, that's the way I got Andrew somewhat interested, actually committed to trying and working for his license. He had always known me as a ham, and I had done the Morse code and been fairly active in some of the contests as he was growing up. So he did have that exposure, but never invited him in for involvement until this past Christmas when we went up to Maine. I just loaded the radios in the car and loaded up the antenna that I had and worked some stations on the way up and back, and let him even push the buttons with FT8, and that was really exciting for him. It led to about 4 hours or 5 hours of lots of questions about ham radio and licensing. So who knows? Who knows, Kevin? Back to net, K2PI, and thanks for doing it, K3FR.
Ron, very good. And yeah, you sound like you had a lot of fun making that drive. I know you went to see family, and yeah, that was the ultimate purpose of it. But it sounds like you had a nice little radio adventure too. KO4VNZ, Chuck, your comments for the net tonight from K2PI.
K2PI, this is KO4VNZ. Thanks, Har, for taking the net. I don't have much to report on the radio. Like was mentioned, I'm glad to be past the anxiety of taking any more tests for a while. Things have slowed up, so now I can kind of catch my breath. The last month has been really busy. And the rest of this month and about half of next month, the only things I have to deal with are election days. I think I have 6 more days that I'm working elections, and then I'll be done with that. Sorry I'm going to miss the breakfast, but I'll be at the starting line for the Great Pumpkin Ride so that I can open the net at that time, about 8:30, have people start checking into the net. And we're going to try and work in that so that we can also accommodate the Heritage Hunt net at the same time. So if possible, we may also try using the 70-centimeter net as well. With that said, I'm just about done. But I want to tell everybody the weather is supposed to be fantastic for the Great Pumpkin Ride, dry and in the 80s. And if for some reason you want to get out and you can't make the Great Pumpkin Ride, let me put in a plug for another organization I'm involved in, and that is the Potomac Appalachian Trail Club is going to have a fall open house at the Bear Den Lodge, which is located up near Lumont, Virginia. So if you just do a search for Potomac Appalachian Trail Club or PATC, you can get all the information on that. And with that, I'll just say 73 and back to that.
Very good. Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend for that. KQ4EUI, Mike, your comment for the net from K2PI.
K2PI and the rest of the net. This is KQ4EUI. I don't really have anything of interest to contribute other than to say it's really nice to hear you all. I enjoy joining the net and hearing
stories about ham radio, even though I don't have many to tell myself. Great to hear you all, and thanks, Harv, so much for taking the net. I'll pass it back to you, K2PI. This is KQ4EUI, back to net control.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. KM4OZH, Gil, I see your meshtastic node now. Good to hear you on there, or at least see you on there, from K2PI.
K2PI, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Harv, and everybody on the net. Yeah, I joined the mesh network there. Of course, I fooled with this thing and fooled with it and finally threw in the towel, and Andy took it over, and it took him about 10 minutes to set it up. I mean, I'd say hours and hours in that thing. And then he spent over an hour trying to explain to me what he had done so that I could understand it, but I don't know how far that got. But so the one message that I did send yesterday, well, that was through my neighbor's WB4TC's phone. So I'm not totally set up yet. I can't send the message, but looks like it's working. So that's a good deal here. So I guess I'm the east node now, and that's about all I got right now. This is KM4OZH, back to net.
For OZH and the net from K2PI. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Are you the furthest east? We got somebody in Centerville, so you're certainly east. But there is one station in Centerville. But, you know, with you in Manassas, that person in Centerville, and the silo node, I think we've got that end of the county really locked in very nicely. And I'm curious what the coverage will be. And you know, we need to go out and do a little plotting. It's probably necessary to get up in that end of the county again to see, but I think we've got really good coverage. I know that as I crossed over into the county from the east the other day, I immediately was able to hit the nodes, so I'm pretty happy with that. So before I take another round of check-ins, I'll just tell you what I've been doing. I love having my little IC705 back. I'm speaking on it now. That is really my favorite radio, and I really enjoy the fact that it's so convenient. It's got all modes and all bands up to 440. The display is great. It's really easy to use. It's got an integrated audio card, and it really a fantastic little radio. So I love it, and I used it the other night to work the station out in Cook Island on 6 meters, along with an amplifier, of course. But it still has done a really good job. So I'm happy to have that back. I bought an SMA Lightning Arrestor and a short length of RG223 with SMAs on either end. That'll be a weekend project. I'm going to pull my GOES cable, which is the only cable I've got feeding into the shack, which is not broken out into a separate lightning arrestor outside, and I'm going to pull it all the way back out. I worry that maybe the lightning strike that we had nearby followed that cable in, although it didn't blow up anything on that pie. So, it's the one single thing besides the power lines that come in from the solar panels outside that runs into the shack without a break for a lightning arrestor, and I'm not sure I could do anything with the power lines. So I'll get that done. A little expensive just to do that, but worth it if I don't blow something else up. Let me take a nickel. I'm also trying to figure out a new Pi project. I've got some Raspberry Pis here I'm working and doing fairly different little things with. I think I'm going to set one up as a dedicated SDR remote receiver. But I've got a bunch of different things to do, and every time I sit down, I think, well, gee, I can do that already, and I don't need to build that thing, but I'm going to find out a new Pi project. But I am continuing to work with Node-RED, which is another Pi project I recently built, to do some automation stuff, and that's turned out to be a lot of fun. I have a contest dashboard that I've been using that's really useful when I'm contesting. I've got a 630-meter transverter on the workbench here that I'm going to start putting together in the next couple of weeks, and be ready for the low band season on 630 meters. And then also this weekend, I'm going to take a drone. I'm going to attach one of my meshtastic nodes to it. I've got a really small node, a Pico, Pi Pico node, and I'm going to take it up to 400 feet. I'm going to do a survey from 400 feet of our mesh And then I'm going to also put it up again at 400 feet for the public mesh that people use on channel zero in long fast mode on Meshtastic to see if I can see any of those, including some of the ones that are up in Northern Virginia from here. So that's my goal for the next week for amateur radio. This is K2PI. Let me take another round of check-ins or any rechecks. Please call K2PI now.
K7PRB, Gordon.
Gordon, acknowledged. Any others?
KY4OP, mobile.
K3FR, recheck.
I have K7TRB, KY4OP, mobile, and K3FR, recheck. Any further? Okay, very good. K7TRB, Gordon, good to hear you tonight. Go ahead with your comments for the net from K2PI.
K2PI, K7TRB. Yeah, good to hear you as well. You're doing a great job, as always, running the net. I wasn't going to get involved in this Meshtastic stuff, but I broke down and bought one. I just got one in, and I know nothing. So I'm looking around to configure it. I got one of the, it's the Liligo T-Echo. So I had to be contrarian and ordered a black one, so we'll see. Looking for a cookbook on how to do it. So anyway, that said, I decided to go for a building permit through the city of Warrenton. Rather than just put something up and have to take it down with the tower and all. Making good progress with that. They had some questions about the capability of handling wind. I called the manufacturer of the Universal Tower, and they drafted a nice memo and sent it out that seemed to satisfy the city, so I might get that through the city, and then another hurdle to go through the local folks here with the housing area, which I got the previous installation approved, so there's some chance. And playing around with Bing, ChatGPT, AI, and I fed into it the equipment that I have been using for monitoring multiband FT8, had three RSP1As, Spark STR, WSJTX, Grid Tracker, and SDR Play, of course, and set it up for monitoring 8 bands, and darn if it didn't come back and outline pretty much exactly what I have, with some things that absolutely wouldn't work, but some things are some new ideas, so I was quite impressed with it, so good fun to play with it for research. So back to that, this K7TRB.
Gordon, very good. Do you have access to the group's I.O. chat?
I do. I'm starting to thumb through it now, so if you can direct me to quote-unquote cookbook, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll send you a little note or a link to the portion where we set them up, but it's fairly easy. It's going to come already set up. Really, the only thing you're going to need to do is update the firmware, and that's just a matter of connecting it to your computer, double-clicking on the reset button until it appears on the screen or in your drives, and then dragging a file over to update it. It's very easy with the T-Echoes, so you shouldn't have any problem at all. But I'll be chatting. KY4OP mobile, Nick, how are you doing? How are the 4-H kids from K2PI?
K2PI, KY4OP mobile, doing well tonight, and 4-H kids are doing great. We actually participated as a club last week in ARRL School Club Roundup. Kids had a lot of fun with that, doubled their score from last year, which they were excited about and kind of had set as their personal goal. So they did real well having fun with that and trying out some new modes. We tried out, we introduced VAR-C for the first time this year for our club of doing that, and made three contacts, two DX and one US contact via VAR-C, and had some fun with that, and actually got a chance to play with some image transfer with that, so that was kind of fun. And then, you know, you're talking the Meshtastic. That's something that, as far as I'm talking about, the kids that are dual members between VARA and 4-H saw that presentation that you did, Harv, and they're definitely interested in that, I think. Start of the year, we'll probably be picking up some I think it's Echoes, or the already like plastic molded ones, the all-in-one, and they'll be doing those. and playing with that some. So we'll probably be seeing how the Faro Mesh is doing and kind of living off that. I don't think we'll have that many kids that are participating on it, but it's exciting to see the expanded range on that, and they're definitely interested in plugging into that and trying that out as a new mode, especially a couple of our kids who haven't been able to get their technician license yet. They're excited to have the potential for a mode that they're able to do while they're, studying and working towards that technician's license. So other than that, I haven't been up to a whole lot other than actually been doing some POTA CW recently. Definitely not proficient at Morse code yet, but that exchange on CW is simple enough that I've been able to be doing that and practicing that some. So that's been kind of fun to do the last couple of days and making some POTA CW contact. So with that, I'll go ahead and give it back to Net Control. This is KY4OP Mobile.
Nick, very good, and good to hear the kids had a good time in the contest. And okay, on the POTA stuff, well, that's good. Dip your feet into CW, you'll get more and more used to it, and after a while, it'll cease being intimidating, and you'll get much better. It really is a practice thing. Anybody could do it. I really do believe it. If I did it, I think anybody could do it because I had no ear for it at first. K3FR, Ron, your comments, or your secondary comments for the net from K2PI.
Okay, K2PI, K3FR. I was just going to ask if we could go direct after the net, but well, given Gordon's comments and questions, I just say copy me on that email as well. It's Ron Todd 45, R-O-N-T-O-D-D 45, at yahoo.com. I'll read the mail and join in the participation on it, because I did go out today and buy a battery, and I've got a spare wall wart that I can use to charge the chassis here, and see if I can get some things going. I think I've got perhaps a fairly reasonable site either to Jeff, WB4TT, or to the station in Centerville. That's my backyard window. Other than that, it's the front yard, and I'm going to have to depend upon wall warts because I do not get direct sunlight for very much time of the day at all, summer, winter, spring, or whatever. K2PI, K3FR.
Ron, yes, I'm happy to direct you to the same resource. It's pretty easy. I mean, the settings for Meshtastic are relatively trivial to, they're just a few settings. I think what gets everybody is it's a little convoluted in how to get them in there. And I think one of the big hurdles for everybody is when you make a setting and you save it, the device reboots, and it's a silent reboot. You won't know it. You won't see it in the app. You won't see it on the screen if you're using it on a computer. And then you have no idea. You're no longer connected. It'll just stay static on the screen, and then you'll start making other changes, and then nothing will happen. I think that's a real failure of the software, and it's confused so many people. I know it did me for weeks before I even started talking to other people about it and I started playing with it. It was very frustrating. So that's something I always like to say. You know, when you make a change and you save it, it's going to reboot. And when it reboots, you're going to lose your connectivity and you've got to refresh the connection and reconnect. Just be aware of that for both you and Gordon. All right. Let me see if I can take a last run of check-ins or any rechecks for the Faro Wednesday General Service Net this evening. Please call K2PI now.
K2PI, this is KK4UZK, Jordan.
Okay, Jordan acknowledged. Any further? All right, very good. Thanks for checking in, Jordan. Go ahead, KK4UZK, take us home from K2PI.
Well, good evening, Harv, and everyone else on the net. Sorry I'm late. Been working kind of late hours lately, transitioning to a new job internally within my company with the same division, but just kind of wearing two hats right now and just making for some long days, but was happy to catch the end of this net. It's just been when I have an opportunity lately. I've been, last several months I've been, as Nick said earlier, actually doing a lot with trying to learn CW, been working a lot of POTA when I can, and worked the Pennsylvania QSO party a couple weekends ago, and so that's been a lot of fun. past Saturday, I went out in the Shenandoah Park and did a very brief soda activation on 2 meters from the peak, which is just east of North Marshall Mountain. And it was quite a hike up there and very windy, but I was able to get it done and get a handful of contacts to activate. Just wanted to respond to Nick. I think it's awesome that he's dabbling in CW. That's kind of how I got started a couple months ago, and now I'm trying to muster the courage to maybe even do a POTA activation one of these days. We'll see. But glad the 4-H is going well also. And, yeah, just been busy on my end, but just making time for it when I can. So I hope you all are doing well. And 73 all, this is KK4UZK, back to the net.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah, and I'm sorry you're wearing two hats. Isn't it a shame that when you wear two hats like that, there's never two salaries associated with it? I've had to do that a couple of times, and companies just think they can just ladle it on, and you'll take one for the team for nothing, and it's, that's a tough time. All right, thank you very much. There being no further check-ins or comments, this concludes the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net for this Wednesday evening. Thank you to all who participated. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net, the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association are becoming a licensed amateur radio operator. Please send an email to Faranet, that's F-A-R-A-N-E-T, at W4VA.org, W4VA, as in Virginia, .org, and you'll receive a prompt reply. Everyone's welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. This is K2PI returning the repeater to normal use. Good evening.
K4UZI, K3FR.
K1HTV, 3-15 meter DX, is the band's in good shape to China. He's copying a BH1 in China. He's plus 20 here. He sent me a NEGO 3, but 15 meters, good to JA's, China, Indonesia, some pretty good conditions. 15 meter FT8, this is K1HTV.
Yeah, you know, roger that. I can see why you would want to check it out. I'm hoping to check out this repeater during the pumpkin ride as part of a way of giving up the other repeater to Heritage Hunt. Anyway, I checked in, so I'll just make this a quick call and say 73, and thanks for taking the net. Over.
You're on the VHF 4th and repeater KD4RDE.